Charlie Klein has flown for over 25 years, more than half his life. He earned his commercial pilot license at the Institute of Aviation last year, but he's never considered flying as a career until now.
Well, in a 2-5 uniform, you want me to make a 360 and go into a downwind on left traffic?
No, just to continue your...
In a recording from liveatc.net, that's Klein talking with a tower at Willard Airport.
Okay, 2-5 uniform, roger.
After retiring last summer from an IT position with the university, Klein wanted something else to do. He says it makes the most sense now to earn his flight instructor certificate through Parkland and teach part-time at a time when the Institute is looking to fill a growing demand for airline pilots.
I think it's a fortunate coincidence that they're trying to ramp up their flight instruction just at the same time as I'm at this point in my learning that I have become a flight instructor myself.
The University of Illinois' Board of Trustees voted to close the flight school in 2011. After that vote, the program allowed only current students to complete courses, so Klein was among the last in the program at the U of I. 2 years later, Parkland College trustees voted to take on the program, and it just completed its first academic year with the community college.
I think it was a slow progression of getting more and more comfortable with what it took to operate an institute.
Parkland College president Tom Ramage says it took a few pitches from U of I administration to convince his school to take on the program. It's a 3-year agreement, with Parkland leasing the facilities at Willard, including the plane fleet, for $1 a year. The U of I also transferred $3 million in leftover marketing funds. Ramage says that's essential, since many interested in flight school were only aware of the U of I's decision to cut the program.
The story had been out in the world that the Institute for Aviation had closed. The 200 or so students that had been part of the U of I's version of the Institute ended, and we had to basically start recruiting a whole new group of students, and there's obviously a lag time in there.
Ramage says Parkland offers a unique selling point. FAA certification, associate's degrees, or simply a private or commercial pilot license at community college tuition rates. Institute of Aviation Director and Chief Pilot Sybil Phillips says about 40 students have gone through the program in its first year under Parkland, a figure she says needs to more than triple in 3 years for the program to be sustainable. To do that, Parkland has been hitting college fairs in the Chicago area, where the bulk of the U of I's aviation students came from. Phillips says the Institute wants to train more pilots for small airlines at a time when regional companies like Envoy and Allegiant Air are looking for new pilots.
Some of the regional airlines are having to park airplanes because they simply can't staff them. Their training departments are backed up, and this is happening because the major airlines are now starting to hire pilots.
Mike McGee is a research fellow at the RAND Corporation, a federally funded public policy think tank. He says there isn't a pilot shortage, but he does see a shift in the industry. In the last decade, he says major airlines weren't hiring much after the 9/11 attacks, mergers, bankruptcies, and the economic downturn. But McGee says now there's movement in the pipeline.
A lot of pilots are now leaving. Captains are now leaving the regionals to go to the majors. And so those regionals now have to backfill, and they are all competing to try and get the best and the brightest of this pool of younger pilots who are going through the system.
McGee says Congress passed what's called the 1,500-hour rule in 2013, named for the number of hours of training required for pilots as well as co-pilots. He says with tougher training requirements in place, flight schools like the one offered by Parkland will be essential.
I think that post this rule, you're going to see a increase over time, applicants and students in both the 4-year and the 2-year programs that have flight schools. That will become the main route of civilian pilot production for those who want to be professional pilots in the future.
Future pilots like Ed Turpak. He's a student at the U of I majoring in physics, but he's taken 2 years of flight courses at the Institute of Aviation and earned his commercial pilot license.
I came from a private flight school before I came here. It's a lot more academically challenging, so I'm learning a lot more.
Ideally, Turpak would like to get a research job at NASA, but the 20-year-old likes the sound of the term airline pilot as a backup plan.
It was always an interest. I always loved thinking about how flight is possible, I guess. That's the inner physicist in me. And it's just such an amazing experience to do it.
It's that kind of attitude that Parkland instructors hope resonates with others. College President Tom Ramage says they'll spend the next couple of months recruiting people who want to learn to fly.
The university's version of the Institute, at their peak, they were close to 300 students, most of those, again, from the state of Illinois. There's no reason why Parkland can't get at least close to that number.
Parkland needs those students and their tuition dollars to keep the program running beyond its three-year agreement with the university. They also need a steady stream of new pilots to feed the growing demand from the airline industry. Summer aviation courses through the community college started this week. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.